702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
So on the one hand, we are absolutely correctly exercised with the situation in Hammanskraal, the cholera there, the incredibly high death toll against the number of certified or confirmed cases, I think is the correct word. But the problems in Hammanskraal are replicated all over the country. I think it's fair to say that. So to get a sense of the extent to which we have a countrywide problem, and more critically, what can be done urgently, if possible, speedily, if not, we welcome now to 702 Drive Dr. Sean Phillips. He's Director General in the National Department of Water and Sanitation. Dr. Phillips, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Leaving aside the specifics of the cholera aspect of the crisis in Hammanskraal, would it be fair to say that the problems of an underperforming sanitation system and a poor quality of water provision, on the other hand, is a situation that is extremely common around South Africa? Good afternoon to you.
To your listeners. Yes, John, it's a deteriorating situation. We do thorough checks and investigations and assessments of the capabilities and the functioning of water and sanitation services in municipalities around the country. And we release For the water supply, it's called the Blue Drop Report, and
right,
for sanitation, it's called the Green Drop Report. Last year, we released the Green Drop Report, which shows that the state of municipal sanitation services has deteriorated. So the situation then was that approximately a third of municipal water wastewater treatment systems were in a critical condition, meaning that they were in real danger of resulting in pollution to the environment. We will be releasing the Blue Drop Report this month, an interim report, and then the full report next month. But the Blue Drop Report also indicates that the reliability and quality of water services has similarly deteriorated over the past 5 years, or 5 to 10 years.
Let's talk about those sanitation systems that are in that critical state, Dr. Phillips. What's preventing us from fixing them? Because they don't go south all at once. It's a deterioration that takes place over a period of time. Is it that there isn't money, or is it that the money that is available is being misspent?
John, the first point to note is that in terms of our constitution that we've had since 1994, water and sanitation services are a function of local government.
Right.
But the national government has a duty to support local government. So as part of that, the national government makes transfers to municipalities in total of approximately 60 billion per annum to assist municipalities with water and sanitation services. So there is a very substantial amount of money going to municipalities for that purpose. Secondly, municipal water and sanitation services are supposed to be self-sustaining, apart from those grants which are aimed at enabling the municipalities to address infrastructural backlogs.
Right.
But they're supposed to be self-sustaining. In other words, municipalities are supposed to sell water and sanitation services to the residents and local businesses and to use the revenue from that to maintain and operate the water and sanitation services. Our role as the national department is to be the regulator. And in that regard, that's why we do things like the Blue and Green Drop reports.
Right.
And then when municipalities don't perform in terms of the National Water Act, we can issue them with directives that they must perform. And if they fail to respond to those directives, we can go as far as taking the municipality to court. So, for example, with Hammanskraal, we've been in a court process with the city of Tshwane for some time now. We took them to court some time ago.
Yes.
Asking for a court order to compel them to use the funds that they get in terms of grants from the national government to prioritize the repairs to the Rooikraal wastewater treatment works. But unfortunately, the council hasn't prioritized spending money on repairing that wastewater treatment works. They've been prioritizing other things rather than the repairs to the wastewater treatment works.
Can I jump in there and ask you this then? I mean, Is it not possible to ring fence the money? So I don't know, but you'll tell us, I'm sure, how much money has been given to Tshwane over the relevant time period in order to fix the wastewater and the water infrastructure. Is it not possible to ring fence that either by making it, I don't know, a criminal offense? I hope I'm not being too ambitious, if you spend it on anything else, or by saying, we're going to keep that money, and when you bring us a quote for a pump, I'm being simplistic here, we will pay that supplier.
John, the key grant that Tshwane Municipality and other metropolitan municipalities get from the national government, which they're supposed to use for water and sanitation infrastructure, is called the Urban Settlements Development Grant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just for wastewater,
okay,
and water and sanitation. It's also for things like low-cost housing. So the municipalities have to, and other infrastructure related to low-cost housing. So the municipalities have to prioritize, in our country there are huge needs, and they have to decide which needs to address when they don't,
yes,
have enough money to address all the needs. But you are correct. In our view, if there's something in life-threatening, like wastewater treatment works, which are polluting the environment and causing the kind of situation that we have in Hammanskraal now, then they should be prioritized. And in terms of the National Water Act, we can go as far as taking criminal action. As I said, we have gone to court, but in some,
yes,
cases we have laid criminal charges against municipalities for continuing to pollute and for not addressing the crisis situation with some of their wastewater treatment systems.
Dr. Sean Phillips, DG for the Department of Water and Sanitation. We'll pick that conversation up in a moment, but let's get you home if you're out driving. Talking to Dr. Sean Phillips, Director General in the Department of Water and Sanitation, prompted by the cholera catastrophe out in Hammanskraal, which really is the sharp end and many would say the expected and inevitable consequence of that area's neglect of both wastewater treatment facilities and the necessary improvements to water supply, both in terms of reliability, but more critically in terms of the integrity of that water. Dr. Phillips, let's focus on Hammanskraal just for the moment. Practically speaking, if you could get all the political ducks in a row, because there has been clashes between yourselves as national and the metro, What is the quickest you could do something that would make a material difference? I mean, I would assume even if the money were to fall from the sky or out from behind a couch to fix up what's happening at the Rooiwal Treatment Center, I would assume those improvements can't be done quickly. But is there an optimum timeline that you could, you know, set out that could be striven for?
What needs to happen is that the source of the problem, as you indicate, is the Rooiwal wastewater treatment works, which doesn't have sufficient capacity to deal with the flow of sewage coming into it.
Right.
It should have been upgraded a long time ago when additional settlements were being connected to the wastewater treatment system, and it hasn't been well maintained and it needs to be rehabilitated. So that wastewater treatment works is spilling effluent into the Arpies River,
right?
Which then feeds into the Leeuwkraal Dam, and Tshwane draws water from the Leeuwkraal Dam and treats it in its timber water treatment works. That water treatment works isn't able to deal with the very poor quality of water,
right,
in the Leeuwkraal Dam and to treat it properly. To fully solve or to ensure that there's a fully reliable and safe water supply in Hammanskraal, the capacity of the wastewater treatment works needs to be upgraded and it needs to be rehabilitated. But also work needs to be done on the water treatment works to increase the capacity of the water treatment works.
Yes.
Because in addition to the problem of the polluted water, that water treatment work doesn't have sufficient capacity to meet all the demand in the areas that it supplies, and that results in an intermittent and unreliable supply of water to people in those areas. Now, we can do the work in stages, and there's work that can be done now at the Rooiwal Wastewater Treatment Works, within about a year, it would address many of the problems and reduce much of the pollution. But there's much more substantial work that also needs to be done. So we think that if the work was done as speedily as possible, all of the work that I've talked about, including both the wastewater treatment works and the water treatment works, could be done in 3 or 4 years. But in the within a year, many of the problems could be addressed through the initial work which could be done.
Let's say everything gets lined up and money is found and so on. Do we have, either through a partnership with the private sector or drawing on the resources that national and maybe in partnership with a municipality could wield, do we have, I can't think of a better term for it, and I don't like using it, like a SWAT team. I mean, are we as a country able to mobilize a troubleshooting team of experts who can commit both their time and their skill to doing this stuff well and doing it fast? Because isn't one of the problems that we spend a huge amount of money on fixing things, but we don't often get value for that money?
John, I think you're making a key point that we need to do some things differently, and we need to start doing things differently because we can't keep doing the same thing.
Yes.
In the context of deteriorating municipal water and sanitation services and expecting a different result. So there's a number of things that we want to do differently as the national department. We want to strengthen our role as the regulator. We're going to be issuing revised and broader norms and standards for municipal water and sanitation services. And we're going to be strengthening our capacity to regulate. And we're going to be working on our regulation process to make sure that they're more standardized and consistent, so that when a municipality starts neglecting its wastewater treatment systems and they start polluting the environment, they're consistent in the regulatory enforcement actions that we take. But then we are also looking at potential amendments to the Water Services Act to give us a stronger hand as well to intervene and to enforce better in situations where the municipalities are not responding to our directives, our regulatory directives. That's things that we're working on to do differently, particularly specifically for Hammanskraal. The municipality has been getting sufficient money through its urban settlements development grant to do the necessary upgrades, but they haven't been prioritizing it. But now that the situation has resulted in this crisis situation, now we are discussing with both the municipality and with National Treasury if we can make some kind of joint effort and come together in partnership to address the situation, where Swanee will agree to make its money available from its urban settlements development grant and prioritize this. We're talking to Treasury about possibly supplementing that money, and where we would work together to get an effective implementing agent to get these upgrades, particularly with the Rooiwal wastewater treatment works, done as quickly as possible.
Thank you very much, boy. So much more we could ask, but we are out of time with Dr. Sean Phillips, Director General for the Department of Water and Sanitation. Yeah, we'll come back to this a little bit later. I've got a few questions that perhaps you, the listeners, one of you, some of you, many of you, could help me out with, because I think there are other things, and well, it's not that I think, there is evidence that there are many other things confounding the effective procurement of services to fix these things, these problems that we have in such a key area of life, water and sanitation. But I'll throw out that question a little bit later.